What is up, my crew? This is the Nook Podcast. My name is Stephen Murphy, and we have made it to day 4 of this special week of daily episodes heading into Easter Sunday. If you just happen to have stumbled across this today, feel free to catch up on the previous 3 days when you have some time. I truly hope that this study has been good for you so far. If you have any questions or comments about any of this, always feel free to drop me a line. My email address is Stephen@nookpodcast.com. That's Stephen with a V at nookpodcast.com. We begin today in a very familiar way. Jesus predicting his death yet a third time. And even though he had been over this before, he still managed to take it up another notch. This time we are in Matthew 20, verses 17 through 19. As Jesus was going up into Jerusalem, and I'm guessing that that means that they're still a little bit of ways away, but maybe they can even see the city from where they are. Again, verse 17 here. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside privately and told them what was going to happen to him. "Listen," he said, "we are going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and to the teachers of the religious law. They will sentence him to die. Then they will hand him over to the Romans to be mocked, flogged with a whip, and crucified. But on the third day, he will be raised from the dead." In the book of Acts, the disciples are described as ordinary men. I've always taken that to mean that they were just regular people like you and me. And with that, I'm sure that Jesus' words conjured up horrible visuals for each one. Remember what I said yesterday about the verbs: mocked, flogged with a whip, and crucified. The 12 knew that the Roman soldiers would hold nothing back. Jesus had made quite a name for himself among those who had chosen to follow him and also with those who wanted him dead. I have to believe that after hearing Jesus say these words 3 times, that the disciples were getting a very clear picture of what was going to happen. And as much as each one probably wanted to protest or maybe even run away, they carried on. Even with this foretaste of what was to come, the timeline just kept going. I'm imagining that as they all arrived in Jerusalem a short time later, that they were all in complete shock as Jesus was welcomed into the city by thousands of people, cheering, waving palm branches, and shouting in the streets. Matthew 21:9 says, "Praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in the highest heaven." Then in verse 10, it says, "The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. 'Who is this?' they asked. And the crowds replied, 'It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.'" All week, I've asked you to put yourself in the disciples' place. Take this scene in for just a moment. You know that any time there is a huge gathering of people, it's chaos. They might have had to hold their ears because of the sheer volume. Twelve guys following Jesus riding on a donkey, trying not to trip over each other or anyone else in the throngs of people. Each one probably wondering how long it would be before Jesus' own words would play out. At the risk of trying too hard to shape this into a metaphor that we can hold on to, I think this gives a glimpse of what a life with Jesus is like. The lowest moments, strangely offset by times of pure elation, big and small swings, one way or the other. And then there's Jesus, right in the middle of all of it. The disciples have known for weeks, maybe even months, that this was to be the end of the journey, and now they had arrived. They had been given a very clear picture on how the last scene would look, but everything between their current moment and that ultimate end was completely unknown. So what else could they do but trust the author and finisher of the timeline and continue on? I really hope that you can join me tomorrow as we continue this special week. The subject matter is a bit graphic, even in podcast form, but I feel that it's important to look into all that Jesus endured in giving his life as a ransom for many. Remember that you can contact me with any questions or comments by email. I love getting your emails. The address is stephen@nookpodcast.com. Stephen with a V at nookpodcast.com. And a quick thank you to the folks who have recently liked the Nook Facebook page. If you haven't checked it out yet, just go to facebook.com/meetmeinthenook. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will catch you back here tomorrow in the Nook.